From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. A Philippine police van Wednesday rammed and ran over baton-wielding anti-U.S. protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. Police used tear gas and water cannon to try to disperse hundreds of supporters of President Rodrigo Duterte. His recent comments were that he wanted to loosen his nation's alliance with the United States. A total of 23 people were arrested, according to a chief inspector there. He's one of the officers overseeing the incident. He said protesters broke through the line of police, securing the embassy's gates. A Shiite paramilitary force said it would support the Iraqi army's offensive on Mosul. The Popular Mobilization Force said late Tuesday that it would back Iraqi government forces advancing toward Tal Afar, which is west of Mosul. Meanwhile, reports quoting residents and U.S. defense officials indicate that the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged that the assault on Mosul would not be easy but successful.
I'm confident that we can succeed, although it's going to be a tough fight and a difficult fight. There will be ups and downs in this process, but my expectation is that ultimately it will be successful.
A U.S. defense official said Tuesday that more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying some 28,000 Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces. Democrat Hillary Clinton and rival Donald Trump will have their last presidential debate Wednesday. It comes less than 3 weeks before Americans cast their ballots on November 8th. You can listen to all the debate coverage at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin Wednesday said it does not expect any breakthrough in resolving the conflict in Ukraine at international talks set to start in Berlin. The Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says, "We don't expect any breakthroughs." His comments come just before President Vladimir Putin is scheduled to meet with leaders of France, Germany, and Ukraine to discuss the unrest in the ex-Soviet nation. A pause in Russian and Syrian strikes on Aleppo held into a second day Wednesday and comes ahead of a brief ceasefire aimed at allowing civilians and rebels to quit the devastated city. The halt comes ahead of talks in Berlin with the Russian, French, and German leaders on Syria's five-year conflict. Under growing international pressure over the devastation and civilian deaths caused by the airstrikes, Moscow announced early Tuesday that Russian and Syrian warplanes would stop bombing rebel-held parts of the city to pave the way for the humanitarian pause. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said a longer pause is needed for humanitarian efforts.
The announcement that we heard was for an eight-hour pause, but on consecutive days for more than one day. We have and we continue to call for a 48-hour pause. That is what we need.
Meanwhile, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told a Swiss TV station that government forces had to rid the city of Aleppo of rebel terrorists under its constitutional mandate to protect the civilian population. Ecuador's government acknowledged Tuesday that it had partly restricted internet access for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He has lived at the country's London embassy since 2012. WikiLeaks said Assange lost connectivity on Sunday, October 16th, sparking speculation that Ecuador might have been pressured by the United States due to the group's publication of hacked material linked to U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. This is Julian Assange.
The material that WikiLeaks is going to publish before the end of the year is of a significant moment, such a significant moment in different directions affecting three powerful organizations in three different states.
In a statement, Ecuador's leftist government said WikiLeaks' decision to publish documents impacting the U.S. election campaign was entirely its own responsibility. The Congolese capital of Kinshasa, was gripped by a strike Wednesday in a protest over plans by the president to stay in power beyond the end of his term in December. More at voanews.com. I'm Francis Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.